So I don't understand what all the hubbub is about with this free U2 album that everybody got because they have an Apple device. I mean, a lot of people are complaining about it. I never asked for it. It's free. I don't want to use it because it's free, and it's on my phone, and I hate that because it's free. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. I really don't get the problem. I understand some people don't like U2 because it's a different genre than they like, or they're an aged band, or some people see it as being a very chintzy ploy at getting a lot of albums out there. But I just so happen to have read Dan Weinman's sarcastic, I believe, evolution explanation through Twitter, in which he basically outlines how music media has been consumed over the years. And so it started off being pay a lot, pay a little, then, pay once a month, or something like that. Then eventually it ends with the free U2 album. And so it's like, oh, this is so funny because, this is kind of a facetious way of putting it. But it got me thinking, what if that's exactly what Apple's trying to do? What if they're trying to use their ability, because of all the people out in the space, all the 500 million devices, to start a new way of launching music? I mean, it is true. Not a lot of money is exchanging hands for music anymore. It's totally different than it used to be. And so with Pandora free, or Spotify with a little, and Rhapsody and all these other streaming services out there, how much does an individual band make compared to what they used to with regular album sales? And apart from that, bigger than that, in my view, for as being the artist, how many of my B-sides are being played? I understand that if I have a big hit and my single already makes the circulation because people are hearing it on the radio on their way to work, then I might get some downloads on that particular song. But what happens to the rest of the songs on my album that I spent a lot of time on? Are people going to discover the other songs without buying the entire album? Because unfortunately people are picking and choosing one or two songs here and there. So could they goad a lot more bands and groups and individual artists to leverage off the platform more so than trying to make the individual dollars on these singles that they're selling today to drive all of their songs being heard and have an instantaneous 500 million install base, for lack of a better term, for music? Because at the end of the day, 500 million, if they all actually received it and listened to it, that's the greatest selling album of all time. And that's great. And then you still have the tour and some of the, like I said, you discover the rest of the music, so you might get more rotations that way, and a variety of different benefits can come from that. Is that what they're actually going after here? I don't know. I mean, only time will tell. But obviously through iTunes and some of the things they've done over the years has changed how media has been distributed, specifically music and television. Maybe he's not wrong in that. Maybe that is the actual evolution of what's happening here, and it's the undercurrent that nobody's paying attention to. I don't know. I just wanted to share that, considering all the blowback about the free album, and it just blows my mind how so many people are upset about getting the free album. But beyond that, maybe this is a game changer that nobody notices until multiple people get on the bandwagon and start doing this. And again, it's a great move as far as warfare is concerned. If more people go for Apple's publishing platform, as they do with apps and free apps, versus Google Play Store and all this other stuff, how many more artists will actually distribute to 500 million device holders on Apple compared to trying to get people on Android to download their music? Will that be the great divide? I'm not sure. I thought these were interesting points, so I wanted to share that. What do you think?